Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pull up a Bloody Mary, a mimosa, or some prune juice.
Does he have some magic in him? Nix drops back.
And get a serving of Blazers, Ducks, Beavers, and other hot menu items.
Underneath, touchdown, Ducks! Wow!
This is Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher.
Oh! Off the upright! And good! He kissed it in!
On the Odyssey app and 1080.
All these things are true. I wouldn't lie. I don't lie to you guys, baby.
The Fan.
Hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz, and you, listeners out there. Text in 503-864-6326, live on AM radio, the Odyssey app, and you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. I also should mention the Vancouver Ford text line. Gotta start remembering that. In due time. All texts to The Fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and get this, Rashad, after the sale, too.
All usually, three, huh? Big one.
Usually the most important, right? Who hates getting sold something, and then you can't get a hold of the sales guy, and you just, they ghost you, no service.
Especially when it's a $36,000 something. That's a big deal.
Right. Yes.
After the sale, much important. Visit VancouverFord.com. Me and Rashad in here, we're talking about Lil Wayne. And all the different things that Weezy F Baby has stood for over the years, for all the hip hop fans out there. What do you think the hip hop demographic, Lil Wayne listening audience is like out there that listens to our show?
Oh man,
very small.
Very small.
Yeah, I'd say about like 5%. 5%.
Most people are going to church right now. So,
Weezy F Baby,
shout out to God.
Shout out to God.
And the F stands for Jesus. So Summer League. What I mean. Dame who? is that where we're at now, right? I mean,
pretty much. I mean,
Scoot Suit Riot? Throw back a bottle of beer? Boot Scoot and Boogie?
We're gonna keep working on those.
I did my best Cartman impression over the weekend. I'm Boot Scoot. That's when I talk Scoot Henderson, I feel like I'm Cartman. Scoot, Scoot.
Scoot. Yeah. Scoot was, he was looking pretty good. And then he died and doesn't play anymore. So, I mean, if you would have checked Twitter. On Friday, the Summer League game?
Yep.
Yeah. Scoot had a great, quote-unquote first half. He started phenomenal, and then Houston actually kicked up the defense a little bit, and he did not finish well shooting, but did a little bit of everything, and then he left at half with a shoulder injury. That's where I referenced the being dead part, because, dear God, as soon as there's reports that he left with a shoulder injury, I just maybe I need to be a threadhead like Jordan, because threads won't be so reactionary, because you would have thought that his arm fell off and that he would never play as a Blazer as soon as it was announced that he left the game with a shoulder injury. He seems fine. He's not. Yeah, exactly.
It's like the world is ending.
My Plinko disc just went into $0 slot, unfortunately. But yeah, he balled out, dude. Like, I loved what I saw. I think he did a little bit of everything. He even hit a three. People are concerned about his shooting. He had that little mid-range game where he can just kind of pull up off the dribble and create his own.
In the first half, yeah.
Yeah, and then he came off the screen on one play, kicked it out to Jabari Walker, nailed a three. So his little reverse up and under layup he had was silky smooth, a la Bruce Brown in the finals with that one. So I loved what I saw out of him. It sucked to not see that full game, full sample size, but dude, he definitely caught me off guard. Like, it was from the jump, he made a difference for that Blazers team. So I don't know if, you know, how you felt about Rashad, but again, it's been a tough week and a half. So try to get yourself excited for a kid who's been on the team for basically 2 weeks. I get if you're not all there.
Remember when Anthony Bennett came out and had a great game in the Summer League?
What did I say, Jordan? What did I say before this show?
Summer League. Yeah, because we were talking about Victor Wembanyama having a very crappy only 9-point debut, but five blocks.
He had five blocks and like three steals or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
that's so did Sean Bradley when he was in the league. Yeah, number one overall pick, I'm that saying, does not make
we,
him.
We, again, we also,
the,
we
the
also,
Summer League is a tough.
It is. It's. But we're not also, we're not going to crap on five blocks. Like, that's, but, no, that's impressive.
But he was struggling. Physically.
No. Well, offensively, he's going to struggle. As it's far just, as Scoot is concerned,
he's gonna get bodied.
Shoulder injury? No, I think we're good.
Right,
I think
shoulder the, strain. It's
I think
pretty
the, no. I think the Blazers saw what they needed to see and said, "Man, we're fine." Because mind you, Scoot's been playing in the G League, so he's been playing against a lot of these dudes that he's playing against right now and giving them buckets. Right. So I don't think the Blazers and Joe Cronin need to see him. Like, we're good. Like, what we need to see is these college guys who've been playing against other 18 and 17-year-olds potentially.
Yeah, we need
over
to see,
the last little bit.
We need to see Chris Murray drop 40 points, not his brother.
No, that's if we're being real, that's what we need to see right now. I think everybody's sold on Scoot. If you haven't seen what's the LeBron movie yet? I forget what it's called.
Shootout or something.
Shooting Stars.
Shooting Stars on Peacock.
He's in that movie too. So if you can go see him hoop there too.
I hear
go watch him hoop in the G League where he's already averaged like 19 points a game.
I hear he's a front runner for an Oscar for his role in that.
I mean, Oscar from The Office, because I mean, he was not a great. Was Scoot's not a great actor. We're gonna need some acting
Michael
classes
Scott's
and stuff.
Oscar.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Scott.
Exactly.
Although,
what's gonna be.
I was
it's gonna
that.
Get a Dundee or something like that, man. You know, for that, but it won't be for acting. You know, it'll definitely be for basketball.
If I had to
but,
choose in a basketball movie, I'd rather have good basketball as opposed to good acting. Right?
Yeah,
you gotta pick
one.
Usually,
I mean, yeah.
That's why Hustle's great.
Yeah.
Hustle's an actual basketball movie with actual basketball players.
Yeah.
That's what I liked about Shooting Stars. It was an actual basketball movie with guys that can actually hoop. So that's the worst thing about watching a hoop movie and the guys can't play.
But we digress.
Scoot and his, in quote unquote, this isn't even his NBA debut. It's like, I mean, he's already kind of played.
Don't pull that card.
He's been playing against grown men for the past year.
It's
so,
not his NBA debut, damn it.
Not yet. You know what I mean?
It's, no, it's not.
But as far as... As far as like, but this was nothing new for him. This was just another scrimmage for him because he's used to playing. I guarantee most of these guys on these NBA Summer League rosters already play for the G League.
Yeah.
They're already on one of these teams and stuff like that. And so, or they're just being drafted. So he's used to playing against this type of talent. So does it shock me that in a quarter he had 13? Was it half or a quarter? I think it was a quarter.
He had 13
first
and
quarter,
half.
13. Yeah. No, yeah. He had first quarter, 13.
Oh, yeah, like the second quarter.
13, like 5 and 6 or something like that he had. And the 13 minutes, yeah, we're good. You don't need to play no more. We get it. We understand.
All right, I'm Blazers fans are going to hate me.
Jordan doesn't believe that any player drafted ever is going to ever be good.
That's not true. That's not true.
Victor, bum.
I'm talking about Victor, bum. And specifically this.
Steph's still got a lot to prove to me.
Big Thompson brother fan over here.
Well, I didn't like the Russell Westbrook and Derrick Rose comparisons for Scoot Henderson. So I've been kind of trying to go through, see if I could find any similar, you know, at least looking players. And I found one that's built just like him and kind of had a similar skill set coming out. The number four overall pick in the 1999 draft, Antonio Daniels. And if you look at Daniels' career, 13-year journeyman, had a couple of good years for the Wizards, played for the Blazers for a year, high flyer. He was someone with the exact same skill set as Scoot Henderson coming out of college at that point. I think he played for Bowling Green, if I remember, or something like that. But anyways, he was a kid that had high-flying ability, really good court awareness, had great passing skills, was quick, was good defensively, but couldn't quite put the shooting touch together. So, and that's what we saw, a 13-year journeyman career from somebody like that. If Scoot can't put the shooting touch together, it looks a lot like him. There's a lot of high-flying dunks that excite everybody, but I went back. You can find a pretty, it's like a 5-6 minute Antonio Daniels highlight package on YouTube from like 10, 15 years ago. It's a lot of high-flying dunks. So I'm a little nervous. I'm not sold like everybody else is yet. I'm not sold.
Well, it's a good thing that the Blazers didn't draft Antonio Daniels, that's for sure.
No, they traded for him 1 year, though.
No, because they probably got him for a ham sandwich, because you're right, he did not have a great career. But Jordan, damn you, just have nice things. I understand you're a Mariners fan and the Blazers fan, so you've been hurt many times over. Listen, I am a post-90s run Cowboys fan, okay? I don't remember anything from their run in the mid-90s. I was a baby. I'm a Blazers fan. I'm an Orioles fan. I'm finally getting to enjoy some success there. I've been hurt too. Just take a number three overall pick and see that the trend of no number three overall picks are, it's usually good.
All right.
We'll be okay. Would
shock if I'm wrong, I will be the first one to eat crow. Okay.
It would shock
it's a good thing to be wrong on. And I mean, you want to be wrong on saying that the number three picks is going to be Antonio Daniels. Please be wrong.
It would shock me if in some way he wasn't an all-star player. I think Scoot Henderson is going to be an all-star. I really do. I mean, I honestly, guys coming out of the G League, and then when they get to, like, you've already got a head start because you're playing against grown-ups, more polished grown-ups that are used to playing an NBA style of basketball. And in that 1 year, he was able to show how good he really, really was. So, man, hey.
Hey, also, let's be real. It's the benefits of being a professional. No, understanding travel and being, you know, this is where you see some guys going in that G League route because you're working in,
right,
technically. And Jordan, I know you're being facetious in that the NBA debut that he had, or was that Rashad? Who said
that was Rashad? Yeah. And I did want to add that the Trailblazers even sent a tweet out like, oh, Scoot Henderson's first bucket is a Trailblazer. And it's like, it's summer league. His first bucket of a Trailblazer. Yeah. Will be the regular season game one.
With that being said, though, is that, yeah, he hasn't played his first NBA game, but he has been in the NBA system now for 2+ years. And being with guys that are good enough to be hired by the G League Ignite to be trainers and
coaches
and doctors and to be part of that. Because that's what they're doing. The G League Ignite is trying to make it a showcase team that they can play against the best team in France and play against it. So that way they then have the best talent, best coaches. And that is essentially kind of like their AAU style team there. And so when you're in that environment, I feel like that breeds that professionalism. Like, hey, this is a job. This is business. You're getting paid. And so you're coming into the league with a step up on guys, just in that aspect alone. Yep. I think one of the biggest problems with young talent and players coming into the league is off the court. I mean, how do you handle being a professional?
New money. You know? New money. A lot of these kids, like, NILs change a lot of stuff. And I know we have to break. NILs change a lot of stuff. So now you got some of these kids that are going to know more what it's like to have money as they get there. But up until recently, like, getting a per diem. That's one of those NBA things, NFL things that you don't, really, that we don't talk about enough. I think it's like a $1,400 per diem.
Mm-hmm.
Something stupid like that. It's like, man, that's per 41 times a year.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. To just reference something real quick, and then we'll break, is that I was playing golf last week with some guys, and one of them was close to Adley Rutschman's family and knew the grandpa, and they're all Linfield guys, or, you know, so they're familiar with him. And then he was saying that, you know, that word is that Adley is, while he's having a great year and enjoying this, that he really needs this all-star break, and he's tired. And now, granted, he said that, and then Adley agreed to do the All-Star, the home run derby. So I was like, okay, how tired is he? But again, that's something that's like, dude, you're going from in college baseball, what, 50, 60 games to 162? You're going from NFL or college football from 10, 11, 12, 13 to 17, 18, 19, 20 if you make the playoffs. And then NBA, your game total is going from 30, 40 to 82.
Lemon Pepper Lou made a great point on the And One documentary when they asked if And One players could play in the NBA. And he was like, man, hell no, no. But he said, man, we're professional basketball players. That means we play basketball on days that we don't want to play basketball.
Yeah.
Like, that's the job. Like, and so whether, I mean, there's some of these days where you are just not going to want to get on the bus, off the plane, any of that stuff, but you have to do it. And that's the part of being a professional that he's already kind of been learning now.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take a break because I want to talk some more NBA basketball, but want to talk about the number one, number two overall pick because they matched up the other night. And we'll see how much we dive into Miss Spears here in the next segment. We got a lot to talk about in this final hour. So please stay with us. Text line 503-864-6326, Vancouver Ford text line. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to Sports Sunday with Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
Dude, prime Britney, I mean, what a star.
What a star, yeah.
What a star.
What talent.
I mean, somewhere deep in the rafters of my garage in Sherwood, there are some home videos of...
Where's this going?
My sister lip syncing Britney Spears. And the camera work was just perfect. I mean, some of the best camera work you'll see on those handheld home video cameras.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to admit here and now that...
Yes. Oh, boy.
Is killing me. that I had Britney posters all over my room.
Oh!
I mean, constant. Like, it was literally, like, 5, 6, or 7 of them covered.
Five, six, seven of
multiple them. Britney Spears posters.
I had a couple Rock posters. That's all I had.
No.
And then,
I think we all know what I was doing in my room.
Yeah, Jordan keeps asking for posters and to hang
so
them.
So many hard socks around.
Yeah, what the hell?
And to hang them directly above his bed on the ceiling. This is strange.
You should go talk to Jordan.
Why is there a hole in? Okay.
Stop it.
Sunday morning. Come on, Joe.
Seriously, guys.
Thankfully, all the kids are at church still, I hope, anyways.
Yeah. I mean, that's, usually when service is happening. Dude, we should make, some sort of, gospel segment. Get a choir in the background and have you or I or Jordan just, and I condemn thee. No. Damn them blazes.
Man, no. Amen.
Spike them to hell.
You got it. You can do that part.
You got that vibe already. It's funny. I'm usually the angry screamer, but you just fit that bill perfectly right there, brother.
We should get the organs and then basically just get a Stephen A. Smith rant to play over
please
it.
Please no.
It's blasphemous.
It's please no.
I'm appalled.
Just use every big word in the dictionary that you don't understand.
Superfalifalus.
Use it as wrong as you possibly can.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. The Blazers should take Greg Oden.
Yeah, we should have done that. Let's not,
No, they should have. That's how you built teams still at the time.
Well, let's hope that the Spurs took Greg Oden 2.0 and Victor Wembanyama, because the Blazers were one number away from taking him. I think that's always going to hang in the lore of Victor Wembanyama if he turns into an amazing player, is that, the Blazers were one number in that draft lottery away, right?
And if he stinks, they were one number away from
exactly.
drafting a bust.
But there was some Wembanyama NBA basketball the other day. He played basketball in a Spurs uniform, and he went up against Brandon Miller and the Charlotte Hornets. I don't know how Miller did. I only saw his one highlight where he put Victor on absolute skates and then smacked him in the throat or wherever it was. I think that was Victor just getting all mixed up and his gangling arms hitting himself. I mean, he Britney Spears'd himself.
He got posterized by Kai
Jones,
too.
He hit himself. Oh, that's right. I did see that. But Victor Wembanyama, he was 2 for 13 and 9 points, 5 blocks, 3 steals, which is insane in itself in a poor performance. That's what he's doing. But I didn't watch it, I'll be honest. I watched the Blazers, and then I immediately went and hit a bucket of balls after the Blazers game. Because right now, while Victor needs to work on his game, Fisher needs to work on his golf game, okay? I'm probably hitting another bucket today. It needs to happen. But I don't know. What do you guys see? It seemed, from what I heard, that they kind of the Spurs played him in a way that he shouldn't be played. Guarding Brandon Miller one-on-one in, ISO situations, and then basically just throwing him the ball out on the wing and saying, all right, create, bud, which he can do, but when everybody's watching you in the stadium, I don't know. It just seemed, from what I heard, that the game didn't do justice to his skill set, which could be also justifying, and maybe this is the beginning of the process of, maybe you only can do these things so good. Well, it's been told this entire time he can do everything, right? So now are we starting to start this process of, you want him more as a pick-and-pop guy, you want him to not guard on the wing, ISO, you want him more as help defense near the paint. So I don't know. I don't know if it's an overreaction after one summer league game, if we're going to do that here. But the text line, they say, I'm down for some hot Wemby overreactions. He didn't look nearly as big as I thought he would. Here we go, Rashad.
I mean, it could be a lot of that stuff. Number one, we know the Spurs system, which LaMarcus had an issue playing with. Remember that? He got there and was like, this isn't what I wanted. I wanted to get more back to the basket stuff, I want you to kind of pull away from the basket so I can do my thing as a big, take you off the dribble, pull up for that jumper. So we know it can be difficult for some guys to come into this San Antonio system and thrive like that, right? So off top, I mean, he was still able, like you said, in a bad game, he got 9 points. When everybody's coming for him, he got 3 steals. He did get dropped at a point, and then he got 5 blocks out of it. I think the scoring will come. So Victor has not played in the G League. He's been playing, in France for the longest time. And so, we already know the game from overseas, it's a little different, right? You have to learn how to play an American game. It took Dirk a year. It took Jokic a couple years, you know, to for him to really be able to.
There was a question between him and Jusuf
yeah,
Nurkic.
It's like, oh,
yeah,
we got to figure out what to do between him and this Bosnian guy, you know. So I think outside of Hakeem Olajuwon, there have been very few players, and he played
Shaq,
at Houston.
Dwight Howard played at Houston,
you know, for as far as an overseas guy. So outside of him, like, it takes a while to understand how to play the American style of basketball, which is more physical, which is more in your face, which for him is probably going to be more back to the basket than he's used to, considering his size and everything. So I think we're going to have to give him some time. We see a lot of that stuff is there, right? We see that he can dribble. We see that he can shoot a little bit, at least what we've seen from his highlights. He's tall enough that he doesn't need to jump when he dunks. So there's certain things that he won't need to really spend a lot of time working on. Where he's going to have to improve is he's going to need to get stronger, which we know is going to happen with some time in the weight room and some other things. He's going to need to really work on knocking down that jump shot consistently. He's been shooting the ball well. I think he'll be fine. Again, possibly a generational talent at 6'7" or 7'6" or whatever he is, 7'5", long wingspan, big ass feet, you know, to like he's I mean, barring an injury, I think he'll be fine.
Well,
you know, I think it's going to take him some time to really learn. Luka is probably the one guy that came from overseas that didn't struggle with learning the NBA game. He got there and was like, I can do all this now? All this is legal. Please. Buckets
so,
now.
So without overreacting, while obviously overreacting and being emotional here, I hear what you guys are saying. However, we are talking about the number one overall pick. If we were talking about, you know, somebody that we're taking later in the first round here, this skill set is actually there, but the shooting, you know, the body's not quite there yet. That's a project. That's not somebody that is the number one overall pick, which usually is closer to NBA ready than this. I get it. It's one summer league game. The feel for passes was there. He's 7'5", so of course he's going to block shots. I knew that was going to happen. I wanted to see, you know, this really crazy offensive game and how he affects the game almost every single play like people are talking about. And if he's the number one overall pick, that potential should be there from, like, the first quarter. We saw a much better game from Scoot Henderson coming in with that G League experience than we did with Victor Wembanyama. So I'm pretty concerned. This is the number one overall pick we're talking about.
I'm really not.
This ain't some late 20s guy.
I'm not as concerned just for the simple fact that he didn't go to Charlotte or he didn't go to some team that's just about getting buckets. He went to the one team. He went to the New England Patriots of basketball.
It's a fair point.
He went to Greg Popovich. You don't just come to the Patriots. Ask Ocho Cinco. Ask Randy Moss. Ocho Cinco changed his name back to Chad Johnson once he got to New England. We're not going for the games. You're going to do it our way, or you're not going to do it at all. Kawhi Leonard, they were like, your injury's taking too long for us, and we need you to do it the San Antonio way because Tim Duncan would have played through it. These guys would have played through it. There's a certain way of doing things in San Antonio, and, you know, honestly, I just think it's going to take him some time. I don't know if he's going to get every shot because that's not just not the way Greg Popovich's offenses work.
Joe, to your point, he actually asked apparently to guard Brandon Miller is what I was seeing. So that's kind of why maybe he
had three
was a little
steals,
off.
So apparently he can guard somebody.
And let's also keep in mind, like, Brandon Miller, reading it here, he had 15 fouls and 10 turnovers in his two games at the California Classic. Ooh. Summer League. And then also in this game against Wembanyama. Those were the 15. Okay, I thought that was 15 points and 10 turnovers in that game. But he had 16 points, 11 rebounds, 3 steals while turning it over just twice in the game against the Spurs in the Vegas Summer League. So
yeah, he only shot like 33%, too. Yeah, let's point that out.
Better showing, but he did struggle shooting the ball. He went 5 of 16. So really, like, the top three guys, none of them shot particularly well in their first Vegas Summer League games. And the schedule today, you can see Brandon Miller and the Hornets take on the Lakers at 1 o'clock on ESPN2. You can see the Blazers and the Spurs take on each other at 5 o'clock on ESPN2. If you are a degenerate, Spurs are a 3-point favorite, over under at 183. From what I understand, the overs might be the play in G League.
What was
taking the advice of one noted gambling expert, Andy Dirt Johnson.
See, what was the over though on the Spurs Hornets game? Because that was only 76-68 final. I feel like that was exceptionally low scoring. Yeah, so as soon as Dirt gives me, you know, this guaranteed advice, I'm gonna take it and I'm gonna get screwed.
It's a lock. Call my number 188. I'm telling you, it's a winner.
Colin, I got betting picks. Give me a call.
Oh, so
1-800.
You're going McIntyre there, yeah. I'm going a generic Vegas gambling guy, call my number.
Oh, yeah, from like 87.
I have the recorded voicemail for you with
my three picks, automatic winners. Take them.
We all know how that works, right? Can we just take like 10 seconds to... So they pick one winner for each side of your callers here. So say the Rams are playing the Chargers. Half the callers get the Rams, half the callers get the Chargers. Then the next week, he picks another game, gives half those picks to one group, half the picks to the other, and you just get each, you know, by the fifth or sixth week, each time that guy thinks that he's won five or six times in a row, oh, this guy's a massive, you know, he's a savant. He's got all kinds of massive advantages. And then you pay him 10 grand and then you get nothing.
Well, Rashad knows all about this. That's what he did in Vegas for 5-6 years. He was that guy.
Yes. You were the bookie, or you were the call me now guy?
Whatever you need, man.
That was
I can be both. I can be both. If you need something else, man. I got you. I can find it.
You check into Vegas. You check in with Rashad.
You check in with me
first. He's that guy.
Wait, like Shawshank Redemption, you're the man that knows how to get things kind of guy?
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, if you don't check in with Rashad when you come into Vegas, big problems. Big problems.
You don't want those.
Jay Prince status over here. All right, we got two more segments. Oh, boy, we're against it. First, Jordan Schultz, SportsCenter update.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay. You know what I realized tonight, fellas, or tonight, this week, rather, is we have less than 2 months until college football. Isn't that crazy?
Right. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, literally next month is August. And then the month after that, believe it or not, is September. And so if you look at a calendar and how things fall in the calendar, college football, yeah, starting in less than 2 months. We'll have our week zero in the week before Labor Day. So, I mean, August 20-something, rather, 27th or 8th, we'll be getting our first games.
Get my Bo Nix fix.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why I bring it up is because, you know, I can't wait to watch the Ducks and the Beavers and all these Pac-12 teams on... On what channel?
Where do we watch this now?
Wait, where again?
Yeah, that's a real question now. That
no,
we're
like
about a couple
where?
Months away. Like, where the hell do we watch the games?
You know, what's
it's a pretty big part of our job.
What's funny about this, Rashad, is that I remember like 2 months ago, maybe less than that, a month ago, I was like, oh, you know what? We need to have a segment on Sports Sunday about like, hey, we're this close to the season, and we still don't have a TV deal figured out. Because I do hear the, you know, Dirt and Sprague Monday through Friday guys mention it, talking about it from time to time. But I'm just like, hey, you know what? Like, we still got a lot of time before the season starts. But as I mentioned, we are less than 2 months away. Mm. Weeks, mere weeks away from the season. And there hasn't been a peep. Like, hasn't been a word out of anything in the Pac-12 from anyone about where this has gone. I mean, hell, it was Apple TV and Ion and the CW, and now it's just like,
The CW. That's,
the crickets is what we got.
Ion. Literally. I don't even have Ion. Like,
Ion is like Fox 12 Plus.
Yeah, no, I think
like
we
that,
all
right?
have Ion with like the antenna. We gotta, yeah. It's like a free over-the-air channel.
I feel like this. I feel like that's the Fisher tagline going forward. What are we doing? It's 2023. We have all these options, and we're going Ion and CW. We're going the Live Golf route, for God's sakes.
I don't even know where to find Ion on like a normal like.
It's made up. I'm convinced. I'm
no,
convinced.
I thought you only had Ion when you didn't have cable. Ion was one of those channels that you have. Like seriously, when your cable cuts off and you get the little antennas or whatever to plug onto your TV, which hopefully some people out there. Have been there before. Maybe hopefully you haven't been there. Yeah, but.
Yeah. My mom's old place, we rocked it. Had to throw some aluminum foil on the ends, you
oh
know, get
gosh.
That little bit.
Right yeah, but that's the reception. Only time I've seen Ion is when I was looking for something to watch. And usually it's like CSI and like Family Feud
Just
and stuff like that
on
those channels.
I mean, I really can't believe that we've gotten to this point. that. Well, I can, you know, again, I've come to realize as I've gotten older that these people running these conferences and leagues and, you know, they're pretty smart, but they're also pretty dumb. It's like, how have we not figured this out? How have we gotten to this point?
Are they smart?
Again, this is where I kind of go back to Larry Scott. Like, the dude just knew tennis really well. That's basically what he ran, I think, what is it, the ATP or something like that? Or he did something in tennis and did a good job with the tennis channel or something. I don't know. And that's essentially how he climbed up the ranks of being this
nepotism
media savant.
I mean, all these guys, they know each other. It's like if you and I were like in the realm of running television channels, Joe, you'd be running one, I'd be running another, and then Rashad would be running one. And then if we lost our job, another one would hire us back up. It's just this group of good old boys and ladies that are just stuck at the top. They don't know how to do business for the actual fan. They're doing business for themselves.
And he actually was a professional tennis player, reached a career high singles ranking of 210th.
Oh.
And a doubles ranking of 69.
Well, that qualifies him to run a conference, doesn't it, you guys?
69, man.
He
also 69 in doubles.
He had won one doubles title in his career. Congrats, Larry Scott. So, again, he was a tennis dude. He was a Women's Tennis Association chairman and CEO. And then that's what got him the Pac-12 job.
I mean, that, you know, that checks out.
So, hey, bro, good job being good at tennis and being able to run that. Here's an entire athletic conference of schools and colleges and multiple teams. And, oh, yeah, big tennis guy.
Yeah.
By the way, you better know football really well because that's, you know, the biggest moneymaker in all sports. Oh, you've been playing tennis your whole life. Okay, that doesn't go well. Yeah. It's just Channel 22 with rabbit ears is, you know, what we're getting on the text line.
I think more than anything is, yep, with the rabbit ears. There you go. But I think more than anything, it's about hiring smart people to do the job. Hiring people that understand
me
what television deals look like, you know, especially now that you're dealing more and more in revenue, you should get people that are in that business to be able to, you know, be the commissioners and stuff like that, that can understand, or at least hire a staff of people that know what they're doing in between there. It doesn't sound like the Pac-12 has really been great about figuring out
I'm joking about me being in there, because I'm sure if I got sat down at the table, I would be able to just, like, you know, be like, you know what, I'm good too. Somebody else can handle this. But you're right, dude. It's like, we got George Kliavkov and we thought that he was going to be able to, but I think he kind of walked into it and was like, dude, this is an effing mess, and I'll try and save face here and polish this turd as best as I can. But I think he was kind of almost like Joe Cronin cleaning up after Neil Olshey in a sense. Like, dude, this thing is too far gone. You got to... Hey, we need new real estate. We need to sell all these channels. We need to do this. Like, we're effed. And I think he only has a couple of years before he's like, you know what? I think I'm good.
Essentially, at this point, if the Pac-12 can't get a deal done with somebody, they're going to have to go like direct to consumer, which would be disastrous for their profit margins. I mean, the conference is already dying. I get it. But that's kind of the latest that I've heard. This, like, is the conference network going to go to direct to consumer, which then you'll pay, what, you know, $19.99 a month, $29.99 a month, or whatever they decide for the access to Pac-12 games. That would be a disaster. So no, thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. No way.
Again, here we are. 7-9. When does Oregon take on... who's their first game? Portland State, I believe. They take on the Mighty Vikes of Portland State. Thank God they start with a patsy to start the year. I think that is September 1st.
They need a little tune-up game.
Yeah, I think that's September 1st, though. September 2nd, rather, is the first one. So, yeah, I mean, we have essentially 7 to 8 weeks to figure out a TV home, Pac-12. Well, I will say this
sucks.
It does suck, because this is also the angle. I know we got to go. Is that everybody loves to watch a train wreck. So how are we not putting this train wreck of a Pac-12 season where, I mean, heads will fly. Quarterbacks are great. Teams are going to lose left and right when they can't afford a loss. You got Oregon State, Washington, USC, UCLA, Oregon. I mean, it's going to be Utah. We always forget the back-to-back Pac-12 champ. Dude, like, this is going to be an absolute mess of a year. And I would think that some Fox, ESPN, give them a one-year deal. Something that's worth it. And just don't put them all at 7:30, please.
I just can't believe nobody has been able to figure out how to put together a regional sports network in this part of the country, because they do it very well. over in the Northeast with Nesson and Yes. They have figured out the model. And we tried it with Comcast Sportsnet. We failed here. Tried it with the Pac-12 Network. We failed. 12 hours of volleyball game reruns. Get some talent in there. Get some actual content. You could have kept viewers. They missed the train. It just boggles my mind.
There's much worse things that I could watch than volleyball reruns. I will attest to that.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong.
They've got great
outfits. Volleyball, then
great
gymnastics.
Jerseys. Best jerseys in sports.
Yes, yes. Just the bottom part.
All right.
We're going to wrap up. Jeez.
What? What are we talking? What? No. All right. We're going to wrap this up. Last segment, Sports Sunday. Danny the Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. So I see some services, some streaming services that could be up for grabs for the Pac-12. Clary and Avidi are a couple of them.
Who?
Those are actually streaming names that are available domains. So if you want those, you can have them. They're actually not real at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want Channel Brick?
Or start a business.
Channelbrick.com? Get bricked up at channelbrick.com.
I don't know what Channel Brick is. That's a terrible
How does
name.
That encourage people to go watch
What about
my
Channel
service?
Lou or Begin Stream? These are all available names that you could purchase at namestation.com for your streaming service. Maybe the Pac-12 just needs to do that. Pac-12 just needs to create their own network with their own channels where they can stream and put on. Oh crap! Wait, they already did that.
They might have tried that already.
Damn it!
Didn't work very well.
Well, all right. I guess they're screwed. And as the text line, Vancouver Ford text line says, "Watch the Pac-12 end up at ESPN after all of this nonsense.
Up on YouTube.
I know that
or
some
it's
of their
end up on like where all the stuff is going to Prime. And mind you, the Blazers have shown that." You can sign just an exclusive deal with someone and people will still watch you. You can sign an exclusive deal with Comcast Sportsnet. You can or Northwest. You can sign an exclusive deal with who were they, Root Sports or whatever. Why not the Pac-12 just saying, man, we're only going to be on YouTube. We're only going to be on or YouTube TV. That's a thing now, right?
Because I think YouTube TV, I think Google is even like, I'm good.
Yeah.
They're so, like, we just paid for Sunday Ticket. We can't afford anything else.
Yeah, so there's Google, yeah. So they're probably like, I'm good. But that doesn't mean that Hulu isn't still interested. That doesn't mean that Tubi isn't, interested. Like, I think there are other platforms that would love to have the Oregon Ducks, at least USC and UCLA, for a year at least, or, whenever they get ready to make that change. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's still some valuable real estate here in the Pac-12, at least for now. So,
ooh, how about this? Week 3, we're going to get Washington at Michigan State on the cock. Peacock, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, they've stepped up their programming. Not only do they have a bunch of baseball stuff now, but this added college football coverage. And, of course, they already had the Sunday night stuff. But they are charging.
They have WWE.
They do have that. Thing. But they are charging now. I had a deal expire where I have Comcast or Xfinity, whatever you want to call it. But for just having their internet, I got Peacock for free.
Comfinity. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Until the end of June when they decided to end that. So I actually had to go pay for the cock, unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pay for the cock, and it's worth it though. Ooh, text line, Vancouver text line, stream it on Pornhub. I mean, you want to stand out from the
that's how you market right there.
From the rest of the league, the rest of the nation. I mean, dear God,
isn't Pornhub being blocked in like 4 or 5 different states now? Actually, so I'm not sure that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Utah actually is one of them.
There's a few in the South too. So yeah, no more Utah.
Imagine the captions on those streams. Ducks absolutely smash Trojans in all caps.
Pornhub.com.
I like it.
See 11 Ducks absolutely take on a full team of tall white Trojans.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting too deep.
Oh, well, hey, this text line. All right. What I do hate about like streaming services nowadays, this is what happened the other night. I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to find a movie to watch, and I mean, tell me if you've been here. You go to Netflix, you go to Hulu, You go to the Cock, you go to Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. you go to Prime, you go to all of
There's
them.
Too many options.
And I'm like, sweet, okay, I have built my list. All right, I knew I wanted to watch that movie, but wait, which one was that on? Oh, was that on Max? Let me go over to that one. All right, the app's loading up. Go to my list. Oh, crap. Okay, it's not on that one. All right, let me check Hulu. Oh, it's not on that. I need a app to tell me where everything is on every single streaming service, and I need that for live TV, because I know, like you guys are saying, like Peacock has live sports sometimes, Hulu has it sometimes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Okay. You know what I realized tonight, fellas, or tonight, this week, rather, is we have less than 2 months until college football. Isn't that crazy?
Right? That's crazy.
I mean, literally next month is August. And then the month after that, believe it or not, is September. And so if you look at a calendar and how things fall in the calendar, college football, yeah, starting in less than 2 months. We'll have our week zero in the week before Labor Day. So, I mean, August 20-something, rather, 27th or 8th, we'll be getting our first games.
Get my Bo Nix fix.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's why I bring it up, is because, you know, I can't wait to watch the Ducks and the Beavers and all these Pac-12 teams on... On what channel?
Where do we watch this now?
Wait, where again?
That's a real question now. That
no,
we're
like
about a couple
where?
Months away. Like, where the hell do we watch the games?
You know, what's
a pretty big part of our job. Like,
well, what's funny about this, Rashad, is that I remember like 2 months ago, maybe less than that, a month ago, I was like, oh, you know what? We need to have a segment on Sports Sunday about like, hey, we're this close to the season, and we still don't have a TV deal figured out. Because I do hear the, you know, Dirt and Sprague Monday through Friday guys mention it, talking about it from time to time. But I'm just like, hey, you know what? Like, we still got a lot of time before the season starts. But as I mentioned, we are less than 2 months away, weeks, mere weeks away from the season, and there hasn't been a peep. Like, hasn't been a word out of anything in the Pac-12 from anyone about where this has gone. I mean, hell, it was what? It was Apple TV and Ion and the CW, and now it's just like,
The CW.
The crickets is what we got.
Ion. Literally, I don't even have Ion. Like,
what? Ion is like Fox 12 Plus.
Yeah, no, I think
like
we
that,
all
right?
have Ion with like the antenna. We gotta, yeah. It's like a free over-the-air channel.
I feel like this. I feel like that's the Fisher tagline going forward. What are we doing? It's 2023. We have all these options, and we're going Ion and CW. We're going the Live Golf route, for God's sakes.
I don't even know where to find Ion on like a normal like.
It's made up. I'm convinced. I'm convinced.
I thought you only had Ion when you didn't have cable. Ion was one of those channels that you have, like, seriously, when your cable cuts off and you get the little antennas or whatever to plug onto your TV, which hopefully some people out there have been there before. Maybe hopefully they haven't been there. Yeah, but.
My mom's old place, we rocked it, had to throw some aluminum foil on the ends, you know, get that little bit.
Yeah, but that's the only time I've seen Ion is when I was looking for something to watch. And usually it's like CSI and like Family Feud.
Just
and stuff
the
like
cheesiest
that on those channels.
I really can't believe that we've gotten to this point. I've come to realize as I've gotten older that these people running these conferences and leagues and, you know, they're pretty smart, but they're also pretty dumb. And it's like, how have we not figured this out? How have we gotten to this point?
Are they smart?
Again, this is where I kind of go back to Larry Scott. Like, the dude just knew tennis really well. That's basically what he ran, I think, what is it, the ATP or something like that? Or he did something in tennis and did a good job with the tennis channel or something. I don't know. And that's essentially how he climbed up the ranks of being this
nepotism
media savant.
I mean, all these guys, they know each other. It's like if you and I were like in the realm of running television channels, Joe, you'd be running one, I'd be running another, and then Rashad would be running one, and then if we lost our job, another one would hire us back up. It's just this group of good old boys and ladies that are just stuck at the top. They don't know how to do business for the actual fan. They're doing business for themselves.
And he actually was a professional tennis player, reached a career high singles ranking of 210th.
Oh.
And a doubles ranking of 69.
And that qualifies him to run a conference, doesn't it, you guys?
69, man.
He also
69 in doubles.
He had won one doubles title in his career. Congrats, Larry Scott. So, again, he was a tennis dude. He was a Women's Tennis Association chairman and CEO. And then that's what got him the Pac-12 job.
I mean, that checks out.
So, hey, bro, good job being good at tennis and being able to run that. Here's an entire athletic conference of schools and colleges and multiple teams. And, oh, yeah, big tennis guy.
Yeah.
By the way, you better know football really well because that's, you know, the biggest moneymaker in all sports. Oh, you've been playing tennis your whole life. Okay, that doesn't work well.
Yeah.
It's just Channel 22 with rabbit ears is what we're getting on the text line.
I think more than anything is, with the rabbit ears. There you go. But I think more than anything, it's about hiring smart people to do the job. Hiring people that understand what television deals look like. You know, especially now that you're dealing more and more in revenue, you should get people that are in that business to be able to, you know, be the commissioners and stuff like that that can understand, or at least hire a staff of people that know what they're doing in between there. It doesn't sound like the Pac-12 has really been great about figuring out.
I'm joking about me being in there because I'm sure if I got sat down at the table, I would be able to just like, you know, be like, you know what? I'm good too. Somebody else can handle this. But you're right, dude. It's like we got George Kliavkov and we thought that he was going to be able to, but I think he kind of walked into it and was like, dude, this is an effing mess. And I'll try and save face here and polish this turd as best as I can. But I think he was kind of almost like Joe Cronin cleaning up after Neil Olshey in a sense. Like, dude, this thing is too far gone. You got to. Hey, we need new real estate. We need to sell all these channels. We need to do this. Like, we're effed. And I think he only has a couple of years before he's like, you know what? I think I'm good.
essentially at this point, if the Pac-12 can't get a deal done with somebody, they're going to have to go like direct to consumer, which would be disastrous for their profit margins. I mean, the conference is already dying. I get it. But that's kind of the latest that I've heard. This, like, is the conference network going to go to direct to consumer, which then you'll pay, what, you know, $19.99 a month, $29.99 a month, or whatever they decide for the access to Pac-12 games. That would be a disaster. So, no thank you.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. No yeah. way.
Again, here we are, 7-9. When is Oregon take on... who's their first game? Portland State, I believe. They take on the mighty Vikes of Portland State. Thank God they start with a patsy to start the year. I think that is September 1st.
They need a little tune-up game.
Yeah, I think that's September 1st, though. September 2nd, rather, is the first one. So, yeah, I mean, we have essentially 7 to 8 weeks to figure out a TV home, Pac-12. Well, I will say this
sucks.
It does suck because this is also the angle. I know we got to go. Is that everybody loves to watch a train wreck. So how are we not putting this train wreck of a Pac-12 season where, I mean, heads will fly. Quarterbacks are great. Teams are going to lose left and right when they can't afford a loss. You got Oregon State, Washington, USC, UCLA, Oregon. I mean, it's going to be Utah. We always forget the back-to-back Pac-12
champ.
Dude, like, this is going to be an absolute mess of a year. And I would think that someone, some Fox, ESPN, give them a one-year deal. Something that's worth it, and just don't put them all at 7:30, please.
I just can't believe nobody has been able to figure out how to put together a regional sports network in this part of the country, because they do it very well over in the Northeast with NESN and YES. They have figured out the model, and we tried it with Comcast Sportsnet. We failed here. Tried it with the Pac-12 Network. We failed. 12 hours of volleyball game reruns. Get some talent in there. Get some actual content. You could have kept viewers. They missed the train. It just boggles my mind.
There's much worse things that I could watch than volleyball reruns. I will attest to that.
Yeah. Well, you're not wrong. Volleyball, them
great
gymnastics.
Jerseys. Best jerseys in sports.
Yes. Just the bottom part.
All right.
We're going to wrap up.
Jeez.
What? What are we talking? What? No. All right. We're going to wrap this up. Last segment, Sports Sunday. Danny the Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. So I see some services, some streaming services that could be up for grabs for the Pac-12. Clary and Aviti are a couple of them.
Who?
Those are actually streaming names that are available domains. So if you want those, you can have them. They're actually not real at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want Channel Brick?
Start a business.
Channelbrick.com? Get bricked up at channelbrick.com.
I don't know what Channel Brick is. That's a terrible
How does
name.
That encourage people to go watch
What about
my
Channel
service?
Lou or Begin Stream? These are all available names that you could purchase at namestation.com for your streaming service. Maybe the Pac-12 just needs to do that. Pac-12 just needs to create their own network with their own channels where they can stream and put on... Oh, crap. Wait, they already did that.
They might have tried that already.
Damn it.
Didn't work very well.
Well, all right. I guess they're screwed. And as the text line, Vancouver Ford text line says, watch the Pac-12 end up at ESPN after all of this nonsense.
Up on YouTube.
I know that
or
some of their...
end up on like where all the stuff is going to Prime. And mind you, the Blazers have shown that... you can sign just an exclusive deal with someone and people will still watch you. You can sign an exclusive deal with Comcast Sportsnet. Northwest. You can sign an exclusive deal with who were they, Root Sports or whatever. Why not the Pac-12 just saying, man, we're only going to be on YouTube. We're only going to be on or YouTube TV. That's a thing now, right?
Because I think YouTube TV, I think Google is even like, I'm good.
Yeah.
They're so, like, we just paid for Sunday Ticket. We can't afford anything else.
Yeah, so there's Google, yeah. So they're probably like, I'm good. But that doesn't mean that Hulu isn't still interested. That doesn't mean that Tubi isn't, you know, interested. Like, I think there are other platforms that would love to have the Oregon Ducks, at least USC and UCLA, for a year at least, or, you know, whenever they get ready to make that change. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's still some valuable real estate here in the Pac-12. At least for now. So,
how about this? Week 3 we're going to get Washington at Michigan State on the cock. Peacock, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, they've stepped up their programming. Not only do they have a bunch of baseball stuff now, but this added college football coverage. And, of course, they already had the Sunday night stuff. But they are charging.
That. They have WWE.
They do have that. Thing. But they are charging now. I had a deal expire where I have Comcast or Xfinity, whatever you want to call it. But for just having their internet, I got Peacock for free.
Comfinity. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Until the end of June when they decided to end that. So I actually had to go pay for the cock, unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pay for the cock, and you know, it's worth it though. Ooh, text line, Vancouver text line, stream it on Pornhub. I mean, you want to stand out from the,
that's how you market right there.
From the rest of the league, the rest of the nation. I mean, dear
isn't
God,
isn't Pornhub being blocked in like 4 or 5 different states right now?
Actually,
so I'm not sure that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Utah actually is one of them. No, so yeah, there goes the Utes.
There's a few in the South too. So yeah, no more Utah.
Imagine the captions on those streams. Ducks absolutely smash Trojans in all caps.
Pornhub.com.
I like it.
See 11 Ducks absolutely take on a full team of tall white Trojans.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting too deep.
Oh, well, hey, there's text line. All right. What I do hate about like streaming services nowadays, this is what happened the other night. I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to find a movie to watch, and I mean, tell me if you've been here. You go to Netflix, you go to Hulu, you go to The Cock, you go to Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. you go to Prime, you go to all of them.
There's too many options.
And I'm like, sweet, okay, I have built my list. All right, I knew I wanted to watch that movie, but wait, which one was that on? Oh, was that on Max? Let me go over to that one. All right, the app's loading up. Go to my list. Oh, crap. Okay, it's not on that one. All right, let me check Hulu. Oh, it's not on that. I need a app to tell me where everything is on every single streaming service, and I need that for live TV, because I know, like you guys are saying, like Peacock has live sports sometimes, Hulu has it sometimes, Prime has obviously Thursday Night Football. So I need somewhere, just one app where I can say, boom, it's on this streaming service, click it, takes me to Hulu or wherever, loads it up, bam, ready to go. Rather than jumping through the 6 different apps to figure out who has the rights to it this week.
So I have tons of like, you know, Roku TVs, which I know Joe is like, ugh, yuck, how could you have something as terrible as that?
I love Roku. You're a jerk, Joe.
Yeah, but you know, he's a video only guy, you know, so he's like, he's
still, I am not
to sell
affiliated
stuff
for them at,
yes,
anymore.
You are still. You're still trying.
I will sell whatever makes me
mention
money.
Mention the TV. Oh man, I'm going to go buy this Apple TV. Screw that TV. You need to get something more. I'm like, okay, no. Joe, never mind.
I am no longer loyal to anything.
But I have this nice little Roku app, right? And so when I'm looking for a movie that I, instead of going through every single app, I can just type in like, I don't know, The Lost Boys. And then it'll tell me which apps it's on and which ones it's free. You know, so there's, if it's on Paramount or whatever one that I already have, cool, go to that one for free. Or it's on Vudu, which I don't have because I'm not paying for it. Yeah, that one costs $3.99.
So. Yeah, Roku has a good system where it just lists all of them. Yeah,
yeah, and so, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, text line is saying Roku does that in the search. Apple TV does all of this. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah, Joe, you're kind of, it's funny that you've been selling TVs, but you're kind of behind the times.
Pull
on
it
this.
Up right here on my phone.
Yeah.
Type in whatever I want to see. Boom, it pops up there. Well, yep, and then I can use my phone.
Okay.
Yep,
I feel like we're talking about two different things. Boom. Here is, if there is a certain movie, yeah, I can just Google it and it will tell me it's on Paramount Plus. There you go. But if I have my list of things that I built out saying I want to watch this on Netflix at some point, these things on Hulu, I need all of that. Somewhere to say, Joe, here's your list that you built for all of your streaming
services.
You need
services. Your own
TiVo. Okay. Yeah, you know, Prime like kind of does that a little bit. If you buy, like, I know that on Prime I can get Paramount Plus or some other, like, premium, you know, HBO Showtime type of services. And on the Prime map, without having to go into those apps, it'll show you all your stuff. So that's kind of half what you're talking about, but I don't think anybody's quite come up with that full array that
yet.
You're asking
Maybe
for.
Maybe you should be the one to come up with it.
Yeah, dude, you could just leave us all in the dust,
you
make
know
millions.
Who I need to call for this, whoever is running the Women's Tennis Association right now, because we've seen the track record of how well they are at running sports leagues and media leagues, you know. Yeah, I think that's the call here. Text line says, I'm an old man yelling at clouds today. I don't believe so, all right? I was gone last week, all right? I'm angry. We're all angry. We're upset.
I'm not mad.
Well, I'm glad you're not, because I'm pissed.
I'm good, man. Like I said, I love the Blazers way more than I love Dame.
I think this is a larger thing. Like, the golf game has not been good, all right? It's gone off the rails, and I think that it's, you know, when you are angry at something, you take it out on everybody else. So,
I'm not going to the All-Star game on Tuesday, and I had a small chance. So, yeah, I'm in my feelings about a lot of
Damn stuff. Those streaming services! All right. I'm going to go hit a bucket. I'm going to try and fix some things. Putting needs a lot of work. Everything needs work. So I hope you guys have a good Sunday. Rashad?
Thank you, sir.
Jordan, I hope you have a good Sunday.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Rashad. Love you guys.
And everybody out there listening, catch you next Sunday. And you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for listening. Sports Sunday, 10 of the Fan.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. So I see some services, some streaming services that could be up for grabs for the Pac-12. Clary and Avidi are a couple of them.
What, who?
Those are actually streaming names that are available domains. So if you want those, you can have them. They're actually not real at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you want Channel Brick?
Or start a business.
Channelbrick.com? Get bricked up at channelbrick.com.
I don't know what Channel Brick is. That's a terrible
How does
name.
That encourage people to go watch
What about
my
Channel
service?
Lou or Begin Stream? These are all available names that you could purchase at namestation.com for your streaming service. Maybe the Pac-12 just needs to do that. Pac-12 just needs to create their own network with their own channels where they can stream and put on. Oh crap! Wait, they already did that.
They might have tried that already.
Damn it!
Didn't work very well.
Well, all right. I guess they're screwed. And as the text line, Vancouver Ford text line says, "Watch the Pac-12 end up at ESPN after all of this nonsense.
Watch it end up on YouTube.
I know that
or
some
it's
of their
end up on like where all the stuff is going to Prime. And mind you, the Blazers have shown that." You can sign just an exclusive deal with someone and people will still watch you. You can sign an exclusive deal with Comcast Sportsnet. You can or Northwest. You can sign an exclusive deal with what were they, Root Sports or whatever. Why not the Pac-12 just saying, man, we're only going to be on YouTube. We're only going to be on or YouTube TV. That's a thing now, right?
Because I think YouTube TV, I think Google is even like, I'm good.
Yeah.
They're so, like, we just paid for Sunday ticket. We can't afford anything else.
Yeah, so there's Google, yeah. So they're probably like, I'm good. But that doesn't mean that Hulu isn't still interested. That doesn't mean that Tubi isn't, you know, interested. Like, I think there are other platforms that would love to have the Oregon Ducks, at least USC and UCLA, for a year at least, or, you know, whenever they get ready to make that change. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's still some valuable real estate here in the Pac-12, at least for now. So,
ooh, how about this? Week 3, we're going to get Washington at Michigan State on the cock. Peacock, baby.
There you go.
Yeah, they've stepped up their programming. Not only do they have a bunch of baseball stuff now, but this added college football coverage. And, of course, they already had the Sunday night stuff. But they are charging.
They have WWE.
They do have that. But they are charging now. I had a deal expire where I have Comcast or Xfinity, whatever you want to call it. But for just having their internet, I got Peacock for free.
Comfinity. How about that?
Yeah, exactly. Until the end of June when they decided to end that. So I actually had to go pay for the cock, unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes you got to pay for the cock, and you know it's worth it though. Ooh, text line, Vancouver text line, stream it on Pornhub. I mean, you want to stand out from the
that's how you market right there.
From the rest of the league, the rest of the nation. I mean, dear
Isn't
God.
Isn't Pornhub being blocked in like 4 or 5 different states right now? Actually, so I'm not sure that
I'm pretty sure Utah actually is one of them. No, so yeah, there goes the Utes.
There's a few in the South too. So yeah, no more Utah.
Imagine the captions on those streams. Ducks absolutely smash Trojans in all caps.
Pornhub.com.
I like it.
See 11 Ducks absolutely take on a full team of tall white Trojans.
Okay, all right. Now we're getting too deep.
Oh, well, hey, this text line, all right? What I do hate about like streaming services nowadays, this is what happened the other night. I'm not even kidding. I'm trying to find a movie to watch, and I mean, tell me if you've been here. You go to Netflix, you go to Hulu, you go to The Cock, you go to Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. you go to Prime, you go to all of
There's
them.
Too many options.
And I'm like, sweet, okay, I have built my list. All right, I knew I wanted to watch that movie, but wait, which one was that on? Oh, was that on Max? Let me go over to that one. All right, the app's loading up. Go to my list. Oh, crap. Okay, it's not on that one. All right, let me check Hulu. Oh, it's not on that. I need a app to tell me where everything is on every single streaming service, and I need that for live TV, because I know, like you guys are saying, like Peacock has live sports sometimes, Hulu has it sometimes, Prime has obviously Thursday Night Football, so I need somewhere, just one app where I could say, boom, it's on this streaming service, click it, takes me to Hulu or wherever, loads it up, bam, ready to go. Rather than jumping through the 6 different apps to figure out who has the rights to it this week.
So I have tons of like, you know, Roku TVs, which I know Joe is like, ugh, yuck. How could you have something as terrible as that?
I love Roku. You're a jerk, Joe.
Yeah, but you know, he's a video only guy. You know, so he's like, he's
I am not affiliated for them at
Yes,
anymore.
You are still. You're still trying
I will
to,
sell whatever makes me
mention
money.
The TV. Oh man, I'm gonna go buy this Apple TV. Screw that TV. You need to get something with more. I'm like, okay, no. Joe, never mind.
I am no longer loyal to anything.
But I have this nice little Roku app, right? And so when I'm looking for a movie that I, instead of going through every single app, I can just type in like, I don't know, The Lost Boys. And then it'll tell me which apps it's on and which ones it's free. You know, so there's, if it's on Paramount or whatever one that I already have, cool. Go to that one for free. Or it's on Vudu, which I don't have because I'm not paying for it. Yeah, that one costs $3.99.
Yeah, so, Roku has a good system where it just lists all of them. Yeah,
yeah, and so, yeah, that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, text line is saying Roku does that in the search. Apple TV does all of this. Oh. Damn it.
Yeah, Joe, you're kind of... It's funny that you've been selling TVs, but you're kind of behind the times.
Pull
on
it
this.
Up right here on my phone.
Yeah.
Type in whatever I want to see. Boom, it pops up there. Well, and then I can use my phone.
Okay, yep, I feel like we're talking about two different things here. Is if there is a certain movie, yeah, I can just Google it and it will tell me it's on Paramount Plus. There you go. But if I have my list of things that I built out saying I want to watch this on Netflix at some point, these things on Hulu, I need all of that. Somewhere to say, Joe, here's your list that you built for all of your streaming
services.
You need
your own TiVo.
Yeah, okay, you know, Prime kind of does that a little bit. If you bought, like, I know that on Prime I can get Paramount Plus or some other, like, premium, you know, HBO Showtime type of services. And on the Prime map, without having to go into those apps, it'll show you all your stuff. So that's kind of half what you're talking about, but I don't think anybody's quite come up with that full array that
yet.
You're asking
Maybe
for.
Maybe you should be the one to come up with it.
Yeah, dude, you could just leave us all in the dust, make millions.
Who I need to call for this, whoever is running the Women's Tennis Association right now, because we've seen the track record of how well they are at running sports leagues, media leagues, you know. Yeah, I think that's the call here. Text line says, I'm old man yelling at clouds today. I don't believe so, all right? I was gone last week, all right? I'm angry. We're all angry. We're upset.
I'm not mad.
Well, I'm glad you're not, because I'm pissed.
I'm good, man. Like I said, I love the Blazers way more than I love Dame.
I think this is a larger thing. Like, the golf game has not been good, all right? It's gone off the rails, and I think that it's, you know, when you are angry at something, you take it out on everybody else, so...
Not going to the All-Star game on Tuesday, and I had a small chance, so yeah. I'm in my feelings about a lot of
Damn things. Those streaming services! All right. I'm going to go hit a bucket. I'm going to try and fix some things. Putting needs a lot of work. Everything needs work. So I hope you guys have a good Sunday. Rashad?
Thank you, sir.
Jordan, I hope you have a good Sunday.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Rashad. Love you guys.
My and guy, everybody man. Out there listening, catch you next Sunday. And you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks for listening. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.